This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. South Korea warned Sunday of the possibility of a second wave of COVID-19 infections. It's not over until it's over, South Korea's president told the nation Sunday as it reported new coronavirus infections at a one-month high. The spike in cases comes as South Korea has been easing some pandemic restrictions, including reopening bars and nightclubs. South Korea since shut down more than 2,100 bars and other establishments in Seoul after the new cases were linked to people who frequented nightclubs last weekend. Many of the infections were traced to a 29-year-old man who went to 3 nightclubs before testing positive. Schools in South Korea were scheduled to begin reopening this week, but that may be delayed after the new outbreaks. Officials say probes into the new cases would determine the next steps. China also reported 14 new cases of coronavirus Sunday, the first double-digit rise in 10 days. And Germany, which began easing social restrictions last week, has seen some regional spikes in cases, particularly in nursing homes and slaughterhouses. Spain, France, and the United States are among the countries that are slowly reopening parts of their economies. Worldwide, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases has surpassed 4 million. The global death tally is nearly 280,000, according to Johns Hopkins University statistics. The U.S. leads the world in the number of cases and deaths from the virus. More than 1.3 million people in the U.S. have been infected, and nearly 80,000 people have died. For more coverage of the global COVID-19 pandemic and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office expresses alarm at recent reports of rescue boats failing to assist migrants in trouble on the central Mediterranean Sea, considered to be one of the deadliest migration routes in the world. The agency staunchly opposes the coordinated pushback of migrant boats by nations and by the hard-nosed policy of some European countries intent on preventing private humanitarian search and rescue vessels from supporting migrants in distress. Human rights spokesman Robert Colville says these life-threatening actions are occurring at a time when an increasing number of migrants are making the perilous journey from Libya to Europe, and he's called on the restrictions on rescuers to be lifted immediately. Colville says his agency is concerned about the many refugees and migrants who are being returned to Libya after they are rescued at sea. He says the Libyan Coast Guard is continuing to turn vessels back towards its own shores and place the intercepted migrants in arbitrary detention facilities where they face horrendous conditions, including torture and ill treatment, sexual violence, lack of health care, and other human rights violations. And there's also the threat of the spread of coronavirus infections in the overcrowded conditions. UN agencies are calling for the release of all refugees and migrants in Libyan detention facilities. They advocate a return to the age-old tradition of rescue at sea, which was enshrined into law in the last century. India must stop buying and depending on foreign-made weapons and instead start manufacturing its own, India's Chief of Defense Staff General Bipin Rawat told The Times of India in an exclusive interview. Rawat wants to ensure that Make in India is a favored slogan, which is a favored slogan of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, become a reality. We are not expeditionary forces that have to deploy around the globe, Rawat told The Times, so we should not go in for large amounts of imports by misrepresenting our operational requirements. India, like the rest of the world, is dealing with the financial impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Only Saudi Arabia surpasses India in the purchase of foreign weapons, the newspaper account reports. Rawat said India has to support its domestic defense industrial base, even if the produced weapons perform at reduced technical specifications. Iran says it's ready for a prisoner exchange with the U.S., but is yet to hear from U.S. officials. Both countries have called for the swap because of concerns about COVID-19. According to the Iranian government website Dolat.ir, a spokesman said Iran has already stated our readiness to discuss the release of prisoners. The exact number held on both sides is not immediately clear.